As you settle into body and your chosen posture for this practice, I'm going to read you one of our poems that we're going to look at shortly. And so this poem, Ate a Lemon, or Limon, probably, Limon, In Praise of Mystery, a poem for Europa. Arching under the night sky, inky with black expansiveness, we point to the planets we know. We pin quick wishes on stars. From Earth, we read the sky as if it is an unerring book of the universe, expert and evident. Still, there are mysteries below our sky, the whale song, the songbird singing, its call in the bough of a wind-shaken tree. We are creatures of constant awe, curious at beauty, at life and leaf and blossom, at grief and pleasure, sun and shadow. And it is not darkness that unites us, not the cold distance of space, but the offering of water, each drop of rain, each rivulet, each pulse, each vein. O second moon, we too are made of water, of vast and beckoning seas. We too are made of wonders, of great and ordinary loves, of small invisible worlds, of a need to call out through the dark. And so that poem with that image of the sky may be of use to you. You might find it helpful to open to some sense of a sky, vast, expansive. With a felt sense of the body, can you let your mind be vast like the sky? And let your awareness open to sounds. Sounds that come and go, arise and pass, and don't leave a trace. Sounds of the bells, my voice, ambient sounds in your space, near and far, coming and going. Thoughts and emotions, they too arise in the mind. Can we liken them to clouds moving across the sky? They appear briefly, have a seeming substance, and then dissipate, move off. Let your awareness be vast like the sky. Body sensations show little pinpoints of sensation in the body, like stars twinkling in a night sky. The sensations too are not solid. They have their brief life and pass away. Can we hold them too? With a mind like sky. Letting everything that shows arise and pass. In a choiceless awareness, and you feel lost at all in this practice. Really anchor in a felt sense of the body and the breathing. Connect with that. Anchor in that. And perhaps to engage with the image of a vast sky. Thank you. And with the next ringing of the bells, we'll let this practice end and move into the next practice together.